But we seek a different perspective tonight. Here we want to talk about an issue of the relationship of you to yourself. Not just in the knowing of yourself, for we will consider this a given. We will relate to this perspective as expected. It is expected here that you should know yourself. And perhaps you will say, oh, well, it's time for me to leave. I don't know myself very much at all. But we are not demanding that you know everything about yourself. For really, this is unreasonable. For the process of being here, the process of being alive, the process of being in the body, relates to discovery. You are here to discover yourself. So you are off the hook. Because this means that day to day, you will discover more and more about yourself. Here, we are interested in more about what happens after you discover yourself. Discovery is an open-ended statement. It does not define positive or negative. We only define discovery as a revealing, an exposure to the self. So, a lot has been said about that, but not a lot has been said about what happens after that. What happens after you expose yourself? Perhaps everyone laughs. But not in the case for yourself. We find that you do not laugh at yourself very much. You are far too serious about this. We want to investigate tonight the aspects of exploring the self and the, well, we won't say proper because this implies some rigidity, but we will say perhaps what might be considered to be an appropriate reaction to what you have discovered. When you discover something about yourself, it could be either good or bad, as you have defined it in the realm of your knowledge, in the realm of your experience. When you explore yourself, you explore your feelings, you explore your thoughts, your innermost secrets. Sometimes it is not intentional. Sometimes you stumble over something and you say, oh, what's this? And you look down and you say, oh my God, what have I found now? And you find a piece of yourself. And you look at it and you go, I'm going to need a therapist. Or you look at yourself and you say, oh, I can't show anybody this. What will it mean? And perhaps it will mean all new growth. What will I do with that? Either way, you are sort of stumped. Every time you discover something about yourself, it ends up in a great quandary. It's not just allowed, it becomes a committee. You sit down and you begin to query, where is this going to fit in my present scheme of life?